將以色列民分別出嚟。
And that they were not to worship anybody, any other god besides the God Jehovah.
佢哋被吩咐唯獨要敬畏耶和華，唔好敬拜別嘅神。
But all the other people, all the other tribes, nations actually worshipped other false gods.
但佢哋周圍嘅國民國邦都去敬拜。
So there was a very great temptation for them to follow after false gods.
所以佢哋有好大嘅试探要去跟随别嘅神。
And when they fall into sin,
当佢哋陷入罪里边，
God in His justice gives them over to their enemies.
神喺佢公义里边都让佢哋堕入敌人嘅手。
That's God's judgment.
呢个系神嘅审判。
And they cry out to the Lord for mercy.
佢哋就喺嗰度去呼求神嘅怜悯。
And the Lord answers them.
神亦都回答佢哋。
So in His grace, He raises up judges to deliver them.
喺神嘅恩典底下，神就兴起士师。
If you ever read the book of Judges, that's what it's all about. Of all these judges that God raised to bring Israel back.
如果你读士师记嘅时候，你就睇到神兴起好多唔同嘅士师去挽回以色列人。
And when these judges bring Israel back to God,
当呢啲士师挽回将当呢啲士师将以色列人带翻去神嗰度
，a season of peace happens。
喺嗰段时间系一段平安嘅时间。
And they worship God until that judge is gone again。
佢哋就去敬拜神，一直到呢个士师死后。
And after that judge is gone, they sin again。
当呢个士师死后，佢哋又是犯罪。
And you will see this cycle happening over and over again。
你就会睇到呢一个嘅循环系喺士师记不断嘅出现。
So it was a terrible time。
所以系一个好可怕嘅时间。
And there didn't seem to be a lot of hope。
这个悲哀的时间就看不到有什么盼望。
And this is when the book of Ruth takes place.
而路德记就在这一段时间来发生。
And it's wonderful that in the midst of this hopelessness,
就是在绝望当中，
God puts this book of Ruth right there.
神就将路德记等在这里。
Because it's a book of hope and shows us the providence of God.
因为路德记就是一本充满盼望和神护理嘅一卷书。
And the point of the book of Ruth,
而路德记嘅主题，
it gives us a glimpse, a peek,
让我哋看见
into the work of God in the darkest of times.
睇到喺最黑暗嘅时候神嘅工作。
So it's a wonderful story of how God moves.
所以系一个奇妙嘅故事，我哋睇到神嘅工作。
He moves in a very mysterious way in the lives of his suffering people.
神怎样在苦难的子民当中来到运行
工作。Because in the darkest of times,
the what?
That in the darkest of times, now in Judges,
就是在他们最黑暗的时间，就是在士师记当中。
God shows his loving providence.
但是神就在那里彰显他满有慈爱的护理。
In the story of these two widows,
就是在这两个寡妇的故事里面。
And this is which leads us to see the hope that comes from Christ.
就是这样让我们看到从主耶稣基督而来的盼望。
Because through these two widows,
藉着这两个的寡妇，
comes a king.
所来到的就是一个王。
A king that will lead their people out of darkness and misery.
就是一个要将他的子民带来黑暗。
And it points to King David.
这个就是指导大卫王。
But ultimately it points to Christ for us.
但是最终让我们看到的就是主耶稣基督。
So I hope the sermon series will help us to see God's hand.
我希望在这系列的讲道里面让我们看到神的工作。
To see God's sovereignty and His providence in our lives.
也都能够让我们看到神在我们生命里面的护理和主权。
And encourage us to walk in faith.
而鼓励我们是凭信心而行。
And not to lose hope while we face the trials and sufferings of our lives.
而当我们要面对生命的试炼或者苦难的时候，我们不要失去盼望。
So verses 1 through 5 sets up our story.
第一节到第五节就是这个故事的开始。
It sets up the plight of Naomi.
这里让我们开始看到拿俄米要面对的苦难。
So famine is in the land of Judah, and it drives Naomi and her family to sojourn in Moab.
因为有饥荒，犹大的地方有饥荒，以致他们要寄居在摩押。
And there in Moab, Her husband Elimelech dies.
但系喺摩押呢个地方嘅时候，佢嘅丈夫以利马勒过世。
Her son took Moabite wives Orpha and Ruth.
而佢嘅儿子就娶咗当地嘅女儿。
And after 10 years of childless marriage,
佢哋娶咗俄尔巴同路德。当佢哋结咗婚十年嘅时候，但系佢哋都冇生育。
Her sons Mahlon and Chilion also die.
而佢嘅儿子马伦同基连同样嘅过世。
Now you think about it, that's a very bad situation here.
如果你睇清楚，留心睇，呢个系一个好坏嘅光景。
You put yourself into Naomi's shoes.
如果你试下将自己摆喺拿俄米嘅光景
，You know it's pretty bleak.
系好悲哀嘅。
You're facing a famine.
你而家要面对饥荒。
You're living in a foreign country.
你喺一个异国嗰度居住。
Your husband has died.
你嘅丈夫已经过身啦。
And now your sons have died.
现在你儿子都过身。
Your sons have married pagan women.
你嘅儿子同异国嘅女儿通婚。
And there are no grandchildren.
而你亦都冇下一代，冇孙儿。
You know, would it feel kind of hopeless?
是不是好像很绝望啊?
You know, and it's a very difficult struggle of faith for Naomi.
对于Naomi来讲，这个在她的信心里面是一个很大的挣扎。
And I'm sure if we went through that difficulty of this life,
我们在我们的人生里面，我们都会面对困难。
You know, we can't help but feel bad.
我哋冇办法唔会觉得好悲惨。
We can't help but see that the world is dark.
我哋冇办法唔觉得呢个世界系黑暗嘅。
One blow after another.
一波未完，一波又起。
How would you respond?
咁你嘅回应又系点咧
？Where would you run?
你会跑去边度咧
？Let's see how these widows respond.
我哋睇下呢啲嘅。寡妇如何的去回应
？In verse 6,
第六节咁样
it says that Naomi hears the Lord has visited his people and given them food.
第六节讲，拿俄米去听闻神耶和华眷顾自己嘅子民，赐粮食与他们。
So Naomi decides to return home to Judah with her two daughter-in-laws.
所以拿俄米就决定同佢两个嘅新抱要翻到去犹大地。
You know, this returning home is significant.
这个回到自己的家园是重要的。
You know, as it symbolizes her returning back to God.
这里预表达了她是回去神那
里。And Naomi is running back home to her God.
拿俄米是跑回去家，跑回去神那里。
Now, when we read about the story initially, we make a lot of speculation sometimes.
当我哋读呢个故事嗰阵时候，好多时我哋会谂到好多嘅假设。
We think that oh God is punishing them because they left Jerusalem。
我哋可能会话啊，神梗系罚紧佢哋，因为佢哋离开咗嚟耶路撒冷。
Oh God is showing judgment on their sons because they married Moabite women。
哦，或者神咧系而家要审判佢嘅儿子，因为佢哋同异国嘅女儿通婚。
Some of this may be true。
话佢呢个系真的。
Because God had told them to not marry outside of Israel.
因为神吩咐过佢哋唔好咁样做。
Okay, but this passage does not say whether this is God's judgment or not.
但系经文里边冇讲到呢一个系咪神嘅审判。
But so therefore we need to be careful in thinking that.
所以如果我哋咁谂嘅时候，我哋要小心。
It might be, it might be not.
有咁嘅可能性。
We do not know.
亦都可能唔系，所以我哋系唔知嘅。
But what we can see，
但系我哋可以睇到嘅
，is that Naomi is returning to home。
拿俄米回家
，does become a turning point for them。
呢一个就系佢哋嘅转捩点。
But along the way in verses 8 to 18，
但系由第八节到第十八节
，something strange happens。
一个奇异嘅事情发生。
You know, Naomi tries to persuade her daughter-in-laws to go back home on their own。
拿俄米去。尝试嘅去说服佢嘅新抱，要佢哋
To go back to their own home in Moabite.
翻去佢哋自己摩押嘅家园。
Now this narrative actually covers probably over a dozen years.
而呢个事情嘅发生，相信系超过咗12年嘅一段时间。
All right, 10 years they were married.
佢哋结咗婚十年。
And there was no children.
沒孩子.
And then you add in the time before and after.
如果你再加上之前的時間,之後的時間,
it is about a dozen years.
差不多是12年的時光.
And if you write down everything that happened in those 12 years,
如果你要寫下這12年所發生的每一件事,
it'll probably be hundreds of chapters long.
可能會有很多百章.
But Ruth is only 4 chapters.
但是路德記只有4章.
So the writer is very selective in what he writes down.
所以個作者係挑選佢要寫低嘅嘢.
So when we read the short narrative,
當我哋睇過呢個簡短,
it's very important to ask ourselves why is the writer put this here?
咁我哋好重要要問自己點解作者要寫下呢一啲呢?
Why does the author actually spend so much attention in verses 8 to 18?
點解個作者要咁細緻嘅由第8節講到第18節呢?
To focus on Naomi's effort to persuade Orpah and Ruth to return home.
呢一段就係記錄咗拿俄米點樣想說服俄爾巴同埋路德。
And I think there are 3 reasons for that.
我相信有3個原因.
You know, first of all, it helps us to understand Naomi's struggle, her misery.
首先讓我們去認識到拿俄米她的掙扎,她的苦痛.
It fleshes out that struggle of faith.
在這裡讓我們看到就是信心的功課.
We see this in Ruth chapter 1, verse 11. But Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Have I yet sons in my womb that they may become your husbands?"
第十一節他說拿俄米說我女兒啊回去吧為何要跟我去呢我還能生子作你們的丈夫嗎?
You know, in other words, she's saying to them, go back home, I have nothing to offer you.
意思就是說你們回家吧我再不可以給你們什麼.
You know, it reminds us of how empty Naomi feels.
讓我們看到 拿俄米是多麼空虛的.
Everything to her is gone.
因為她所擁有的一切已經消失.
Her husbands, her sons.
她的丈夫,她的兒子.
And we have to realize that being a widow in those days,
我們亦都要知道在當時成為一個寡婦,
it left her very barren.
是令到她一無所有.
That there, in society, there was actually no standing for the widows.
在當時社會,她是 一個寡婦是一個沒有地位的人.
And when you were a widow, you couldn't even inherit the property that your husband had.
如果你是一個寡婦的時候,你都不能夠承受你丈夫遺下來的遺產.
And you couldn't carry on the family name.
你更加不可以繼續他的姓氏.
You know, all her hopes and all her dreams were
她一切的夢想,
were all gone.
一切的盼望,
don't follow me. Go back to your own home.
她說你不要跟著我了,你回去你的家了.
You know, she's probably thinking you're better off going to find a husband on your own.
她的意思是,你回去再找一個丈夫, 這樣是比較好。
Going with me only has pain and suffering for you.
你跟著我,你只會帶給你痛苦。
In verse 13, she says again, "No, my daughters, for it is exceedingly bitter to me for your sake that the hand of the Lord has gone out against me."
第13節他說, 我們豈能等著你們長大呢? 接著他說, 我女兒啊, 不要這樣, 我為你們的緣故甚是受苦, 因為耶和華伸手攻擊我。
Even herself, she acknowledges that there's a bitterness within her.
就算她自己,她都承認在她心裡有苦毒。
The hand of the Lord has gone against her.
她說耶和華神的手攻擊我。
You know, doesn't this sound like similar to another long-suffering man that we've read in the Bible?
在聖經裡面是不是又有另外一個人經歷了很多的苦難呢?
You know, it reminds us of Job, doesn't it?
是不是提醒我們還有約伯?
They sound very similar if we read Job 23.
如果我們讀約伯記的第23章, 我們發覺他們很相似的.
That in their suffering, they feel the hand of the Lord upon them.
因為在他們的苦難裡面, 他們覺得是神攻擊他們.
And I think this brings up a good question.
但這個也帶來一個好的問題.
That how should we look at suffering?
那我們應該怎樣看苦難呢?
A lot of times we think about, oh, God is a God that is good.
我們很多時就是想就說神是美善的。
Can God also be the God that brings trials and suffering in our lives?
神可唔可以系同样嘅神，将试炼、将苦难带到去我哋当中咧？
Naomi says, "The hand of the Lord has gone forth against me."
拿俄米话神嘅手攻击我。
Now is that a true statement?
呢一个系咪一个真实嘅说法咧？
Is it something that we can say?
呢个系咪我哋可以咁样讲嘅咧？
Of course it is in the Bible.
当然啦，喺圣经里边。
But we do have to be careful here.
但我哋要小心。
It depends on how you define the word against.
系要睇下你点样去用敌意呢一个嘅解释。
What does it mean that the Lord is against you?
咩叫做神敌对我系敌意咧？
If it means that the Lord brought the famine, God took away her husband, God took her sons away. Then it's all true.
如果你话系神带嚟呢个饥荒，神攞走佢嘅丈夫，神攞走佢嘅儿子，呢个系真实。
Because Naomi understood that God was sovereign.
但系因为拿俄米佢知道神系有主权嘅。
Everything that happens there under God's is under God's control.
所有发生嘅事都系神嘅掌控当中。
And that God ultimately is the rule of all things.
而最终神就系掌管万事嗰一位。
You know, the Bible always tells us that.
圣经时时都咁样同我哋讲。
God is in control.
神系掌管。
And to even remind us in the book of Amos.
就算喺阿摩斯书都系咁样讲。
That when tragedy comes.
当呢啲灾难嚟到嘅时候
，It's the Lord actually that brings it.
系神所带嚟嘅。
He was the one that brings things to happen.
系佢使成就一啲事情。
Because everything is under control.
因为所有嘅事情都系喺佢嘅掌管底
下。Whether good or bad.
无论系好嘅或者唔好嘅。
You know, in that sense,
如果用呢一个方法去睇
，She is right. She can feel like God is against her.
咁可能佢真係有咁嘅感受，神係攻击緊佢。
But then I have to think again, is God really against her?
但係如果我要再小心嘅諗，神係咪真係敵挡佢呢？
Was God against Job?
神係咪敵挡约伯呢？
No, the answer is no.
个答案唔係喎。
You know, the ultimate answer is God against her, going after her, or going You know, God is not against Naomi.
最终我哋可以讲话神唔系敌对拿俄米。
And we can see this very clearly as the story continues in the following chapters.
当我哋继续睇跟住嗰几章嘅时候，我哋就好清楚可以睇到嗰个答案系唔系嘅。
Because in the midst of her despair,
因为喺佢绝望当中
，God is actually orchestrating a wonderful plan of.Deliverance for her.
神其实系喺度计划紧拯救佢。
You know, this is the wonderful providence of God that we will see.
我哋就系睇到神奇妙嘅护理。
That God isn't ultimately against Naomi.
神唔系要敌对拿俄米。
It may feel that way.
可能佢有咁嘅感觉。
God is actually for her.
但系神其实系为着拿俄米。
Moving things in her life to happen according to His will.
喺佢生命。里面所发生的事是凭着神的旨意而发生。
R.C. Sproul says it this way.
R.C. Sproul 牧师这样讲。
God's hand, providence is a strong, invisible hand in the darkest of your times. God's providence is a strong, invisible hand in the darkest of your times.
神的护理就是他坚强嘅、强壮嘅呢一双手，系我哋睇唔见嘅呢双手，喺我哋黑暗嘅时间喺嗰度嚟到工作。
He's planning things for you that you could never dream。
佢系为你预备一啲安排，一啲你唔能够想象得到嘅事情。
So we have to realize, even in our suffering, God is not against us.
所以我哋要知道，就算喺我哋嘅苦难里边，神唔系敌对我哋嘅。
A Christian life may be filled, it will be filled, the Bible says, with trials and suffering.
一个基督徒嘅生命会亦都必然要经历试炼同埋苦难。
And yes, God is sovereign, so these things God allows to happen in our lives, and He brings them.
而因為神是有主權的，祂亦都容許，亦都帶來這些事情。
But God is never against us.
但是神是從來沒有敵對我們。
God is for us.
神是為著我們。
We may feel that oppression that He is against us.
或者你感覺到神對你的壓迫。
But we have to cling to the reality of His Word.
但是我們就要在這裡捉緊神話語的真實。
Romans 8:32 says,
羅馬書的
第 he who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us, how will He not also with Him graciously give us all things?
罗马书八章三十二节咁样讲，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们么？
It's very clear. If Jesus has died for you,
呢度好清楚讲到，如果耶稣为你死嘅事
，nothing can hinder His invisible hand from working in the suffering of your life right now.
冇人再能阻挡佢呢双我哋睇唔到嘅手喺我哋苦难当中嚟到工作。
Nothing will hinder that the arms of God.
冇一样嘢能够阻挡神嘅手。
You know, yes, God's providence sometimes is very hard and it can be very painful.
冇错，有时神嘅护理可能系好难嘅功课，或者系带嚟好多嘅伤痛。
And God does not allow these trials and sufferings to come because He wants to destroy us.
但系神容许呢啲嘅试炼同苦难嘅嚟到嘅原因，唔系神要摧毁我哋。
Suffering is meant to mold us.
呢啲嘅苦难嘅原意系要塑造我哋。
And yes, it even says in Hebrews 12 that God disciplines us because He loves us.
喺希伯来书十二章亦都讲到，神是要断管教佢所爱嘅。
So you may feel at times that God seems to be against you.
所以可能有时间你会觉得神是与你对敌。
But He is not.
但是事实上佢唔系。
It's done out of love.
是凭着佢嘅爱。
For your good.
为着你的好处。
You know, in 1 Peter we studied, Peter says it's the crucible of life.
彼得前书讲，这个就是生命的火炉。
You know, our hearts are thrown into this crucible. It's meant to purify our faith.
我们的心被放在这个火炉里面，就是要去提炼我们的信心。
It's like gold that is thrown into that furnace.
就是好似金要等入呢个火炉一样。
It's not meant to destroy the gold.
金入到呢个火炉度，个原意唔系要摧毁呢一块金。
It's meant to burn away the impurities in that gold.
乃系要烧走一啲唔纯全嘅嘢。
So in the same way, it's meant to burn away the impurities within our faith.
所以同样就系要清除我哋信心里边。
The purpose of all trials and suffering is to draw us closer to God.
而所有试炼同苦难嘅目的就系驱使我哋去靠近神。
So that we will love Him and trust Him in Him alone only.
以致我哋会爱神，信靠神，唯独嘅去爱同信靠神。
And it's to make us holy.
以致我哋能够成为圣洁。
Because in Romans 8, we always have to remember.
在罗马书第八章，我哋时时要记住。
Nothing can ever separate us from God's love.
冇一样嘢能使我们与神嘅爱隔绝。
Now, that's a promise that we have to cling on to.
呢个就系我哋要捉紧嘅应许。
You know, God has a purpose for us. He reminds us in Jeremiah 29:11.
对我哋系有一个嘅计划噶，喺耶利米书第29章十一节咁样讲。
He has a plan and a purpose for each of our lives.
喺我哋每一人个人嘅生命里边，佢都有一个计划。
For I know I have the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for wholesome and not for evil.To give you a future and a hope.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念， 要叫你们末后有指望。
So everything that befalls us in life,
所以是我们生命所发生的一切。
Even though it may be very painful,
或许是有痛苦。
Might be hard to bear,
或许是很难受的。
God has a purpose and a plan for all those things.
但是神在这些一切之上都是有一个原因，有一个目的。
And this is the hope that God gives to Naomi.
这个就是神赐给拿俄米的盼望。
That there's a hope that even in the difficult things that she faces,
就算在拿俄米要面对困难的事情，
that he is with her.
神与她同在。
But Naomi is struggling with this faith.
但是拿俄米在这个信心里面她是挣扎的。
Now how do we know that?
我们怎么知道?
Because when we're struggling, bitterness starts to come into our lives.
因为当我们在挣扎里面苦毒会来到。
So the bitterness that she's experiencing,
所以她所经历的这个苦毒,
is that her faith is starting to struggle.
她的信心有挣扎。
And bitterness invades into our hearts.
而这个苦毒也都进入我们的心。
And it grows doubt in,
使我
们
会怀疑神。
And when things are difficult,
而当事情是难受的时候，
you know, we tend to focus on our misery and on our pain.
我们有一个的动向，就是我们会专注于我们的痛苦。
You know, we start to feel that everything and everyone is against us.
我们会觉得所有的事情，所有的人都是敌对我们。
And we're almost unable to see the signs of hope.
我们差不多是看不到盼望的影现。
So it's very easy to fall into bitterness.
所以我们很容易会陷入苦毒里面。
Where we can't see the rays of light shining through the dark clouds.
我们在乌云底下看不到这个曙光照下来。
And when we as Christians go through this darkness,
而当我们基督徒经过这些黑暗的时候，
this is when we really need to cling on to God's promises.
我们就是在这个时刻更加需要的去捉紧神的应许。
And this is actually when we need the body of Christ to help support us.
就是在这些时刻我们需要神的肢体弟兄姊妹的支持。
We need brothers and sisters to come into our darkness.
我们需要弟兄姊妹进到我们的黑暗里面。
To gently take our hand.
去牵我们的手。
And remind us to cling on to God's promises.
去提醒我们要捉紧神的应许。
Remember his goodness and his faithfulness.
我们要记住神的美善，我们要记住神的应许。
That your road is dark, it's painful, it's difficult.
没错，现在你条路是黑暗，是难行的。是重担苦难。
But God is with you. That's what He's promised.
但是神与你同在，而这个是神的应许。
He has promised to carry you through these storms.
他应许过要抱住你的，去经过这些风浪。
And I, as your friend, your brother or sister,
而既然我是你的朋友，我是你主内的弟兄姊妹。
Will walk with you, pray with you.
我要陪你同行，我会为你祷告。
As you travel this road.
当你要走这条路，
Naomi could not see that hope yet.
拿俄米还没看到这个盼望。
And Ruth actually becomes that person, that somebody for Naomi that points her to God.
但是路德就成为那位帮助拿俄米看到神那一位人。
The second reason that these verses 8 to 18 are in this story.
第二个原因点解第八节到第十八节会喺呢个故事里边咧
？Is to highlight a custom in Israel.
亦都让我哋去睇到喺以色列民里边一个嘅习俗。
And it's this custom that will actually turn everything around for Naomi.
就系因为呢一个嘅习俗会喺拿俄米嘅光景里边完全嘅改变过嚟。
This custom was that when an Israelite husband died.
这个习俗就是说，当一个以色列民的丈夫过身，
his brother or his near relative was to marry the widow.
他的兄弟或者他一个的至亲是要娶这个寡妇。
And he would inherit the widow and inherit the land.
当他娶了这个的寡妇的时候，他也都能够去承受。
And that he would continue to go on the, and continue the deceased husband's name.
亦都可以继续呢一个过咗身嘅丈夫嘅姓氏。
Now, if you want to read more about that, it's from Deuteronomy 25.
咁如果你想更加认识嘅就系喺 生命記的第25章.
Naomi is referring to this custom in verse 11.
拿俄米就是在第11節裡面講到這個習俗.
When she says that she has no sons to marry Ruth or Orpah.
當她講到說我再沒有兒子能夠去跟
It's hopeless for you to come with me to Judah.
所以对于你来讲, 你跟着我回去犹大,
I have no children for you to marry.
我没有小孩子,你可以再跟他结婚。
It's hopeless.
是绝望的。
But you see, she doesn't remember that there are other relatives.
但是她不记得还有其他的亲属,
like Boaz,
就是波雅,
who would come to be the Redeemer.
波雅就是来到。
You know, this Hebrew term which we call Goel,
希伯来文有一个字叫做Goel,
is a term for kinsman redeemer.
个意思就是说至近的亲属,
it designates the one who comes to deliver or rescue.
就是,意思就是这个人是来到拯救的。
You know, so having a kinsman redeemer,
当有一个至近的亲属,
so a brother or close relative,
是一个兄弟或者一个至近的亲属,
was the only way for Naomi to be restored.
就是唯一的方法能够回复拿俄米的身份.
She needed to be redeemed.
她需要被拯救.
In order for her family line to continue, she needed somebody to come deliver her.
让她的家族能够 继续,他的姓氏继续的时候, 他需要一位拯救者。
This custom of a kinsman redeemer,
而这个的习俗, 是根据有一个至亲的亲属。
It foreshadows the work of Jesus Christ,
亦都预表了主耶稣基督的工作。
Of what he does for believers and who trust in him,
是主耶稣基督为相信他的人所作的。
Christ becomes a kinsman redeemer for us.
耶稣就是我们的拯救。
That when he dies on the cross,
当他在十字架死,
he comes to redeem us from our sin.
他就是来到在罪里面挽回我们。
Ephesians 1, 7 and 8,
以弗所书的第一章7至8节,
it says, in him we have redemption through his blood, forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight.
我们藉这爱子的血得蒙救赎, 过犯得以赦免, 乃是照他丰富的恩典, 这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明, 充充满满, 赏给我们的。
See, this is the picture that God gives us. This is the ultimate love and providence of God.
就是这一幅的图画, 让我们看到最终神的护理和神的爱。
That at the end he would send his son,
而最后他所差派的是他的儿子,
to redeem us,
去拯救我们。
That he would die on the cross,
他在十字架的死,
so that we do not face death and judgment,
以致我们不需要面对死亡审判,
but have that hope of eternal life.
而有这个永恒生命的盼望。
And the third reason that these verses 8 to 18 are here,
而第三个原因,为什么第8至第18节在这里呢?
It shows us the faithfulness of Ruth.
就让我们看到拿俄米她的忠心。
You know, as I was preparing, I was reading this commentary, David Block's commentary.
当我去看这段经文的时候，我亦都睇咗一啲嘅解经书, 系由 David Block 牧师写嘅.
And he says this short verses in 16 and 17.
佢话喺第十六节同埋第十七节呢短短两节.
Are probably one of the most memorable in all of Scripture.
话他在圣经之中亦都是其中一节最难忘的。
Well, this is probably why the book is called Ruth instead of Naomi.
或者就是这样的原因,这本书就叫做路德记,不是拿俄米记。
And of course it's Ruth because it also extends the line to David and Christ.
当然要讲到是路德记,因为在那里亦都会延伸到讲到大卫的生命和耶稣基督的生命。
But verse 14, it says that Orpah kissed Naomi goodbye.
十四节讲到俄尔巴与拿俄米亲嘴而别.
But Ruth clung to her.
但是路德就紧紧地跟着拿俄米.
And if you think about it, this is an amazing thing that actually Ruth would actually stay with Naomi. In spite of all the threats from Naomi about hopelessness and widowhood and barrenness,
當拿俄米已經告訴她是無望的、無丈夫的、無兒女的。
You know, Ruth says, I will be with you.
但是路德還說我要與你一起。
Naomi's painted the stark picture.
拿俄米已經被她看到這幅圖畫是很黑暗的。
But Ruth takes her hand and walks into this darkness with her.
但是路德就是牽著她的手一起進到黑暗裡面。
These verses that Ruth says in verse 16 and 17.
第16和第17節路德的說話,
I'm sure you've heard them before.
我相信你都聽過了。
Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For wherever you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God shall be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts me from you.
路德說,不要催我回去,不跟隨你。你往哪裡去,我也往哪裡去。 你在哪裡住宿,我也在哪裡住宿。你的國就是我的國,你的神就是我的神。你在哪裡死,我也在哪裡死。也葬在哪裡,除非死能使我你我相離。不然,願耶和華重重地降罰於我。
You know, when you read this, you think about, wow, that's actually a very good marriage vow.
哇,如果你聽起來,如果這是結婚的誓言,真的不錯了。
Those who are getting married, yeah, you write a vow, it actually sounds something like this, it actually is really good.
如果你要寫結婚的誓言,這個都是不錯的誓言。
You know, it sounds, you know, there's such a perfect dedication.
這是一個完全的委身。
And a promise to be faithful.
亦都是一個應許要忠誠。
You know, these are incredible words that Ruth says to Naomi.
路德和拿俄米說這番話是難以置信的。
Most importantly,
但是最重要的,更加重要的,
these words are her vows to God.
這番話是她對神的誓言。You
see that in the last verse. May the Lord do to me, do so to me and more, if any of but death parts me from you.
在最後一句你就會看到,除非死能使你我相離,不然願耶和華重重地降罰於我。She's
calling on the name of the Lord.
她在這裡是呼求神的名字。A
vow that she makes before the Lord.
她這個誓言在神面前所發。A
promise that she promises to hold.
她是答應。
And failure means God's judgment.
如果她守不到這個諾言的時候,換來的就是神的審判、懲罰。
That's a wonderful faith that she's showing in God.
在神裏面,她就是讓我們看到她這個大的信心。
You know, you have to imagine how difficult it is to turn from her family.
你想想,她要離開她自己的家園是多難呢?
If she went back to Moab, it would have been probably very easy for her to find a husband.
如果她回去摩押的時候, 相信她都會很容易再找到一個丈夫,
to go and establish her own family.
去再一次建立自己的家庭。
But no, she chooses to stay with Naomi.
但是不是啊, 她選擇的是要跟拿俄米一起。
You know, she's willing to embrace that suffering life of widowhood forever.
她是願意的一生繼續過寡婦這個生命。
And it's probably that last sentence in verse 16 that is probably the most famous line of the whole book of Ruth.
第16節的最後那兩句可能就是路德記最著名的一句。
Your people shall be my people, and your God my God.
你的國就是我的國,你的神就是我的神。
You know, for a Moabite woman to say this, it's actually very, very, very amazing.
一個摩押的婦人會說這番話是很奇怪的。
That he would love the Israelite God and love his people.
他會愛以色列的神,他會愛以色列的民。
You know, in such a short book, we don't know how Naomi's faith got to this point.
因為這卷書是這麼短的,我們不知道路德的信心怎樣來到這一步的。
You know, but somehow,
但是可能,
you know, within those 10 years of marriage to a Jewish husband,
在那10年和一个犹太的丈夫结婚,
and living with Naomi, her mother-in-law,
和拿俄米一起的生活,
she came to love Naomi.
她学会爱拿俄米,
so she must have, Naomi must have been a very wonderful mother-in-law.
拿俄米一定是一个很好的奶奶,
to be able to have this commitment and this dedication given to her. That Ruth is able to respond with this heart of dedication. But even more importantly,
但是更加重要的,
that through those years of living with Naomi and their son,
当她和拿俄米和她的儿子一起相处的这段时间,
that she came to know and love God.
她就在这段时间来到认识也爱神,
that through those 10 years she was told who God was.
在这10年里面, 她听闻神是哪一位,
and the Spirit grew her faith through those 10 years.
而在这10年里面, 圣灵也帮助她的信心成长,
that she came to trust the Lord.
她就来到去信靠神,
that even in the spite of her circumstances and suffering,
就算她是在一个苦难的处境,
you know, even after the bitter picture that Naomi paints for her,
就算拿俄米让她看到这一幅这么黑暗的图画,
she says she's willing to follow the Lord.
她还愿意的, 她说我愿意跟随神,
to embrace her people.
去和他的子民一起,
you know, God is the one that granted her this amazing faith.
是神将这个奇妙的信心给她。
You know, Ruth, this Moabite,
路德,他是摩押人,
God uses to become the testimony of faith.
但是神就是使用他成为一个信心的见证,
faith for all Israel.
是在众以色列民当中的一个见证,
faith to Naomi.
她的信心是在以色列民当中的一个信心, 亦都是在拿俄米身上的一个信心,
an example of faith to all of us.
而在我们当中亦都成为我们一个的榜样。
So as we conclude, the question is, have you come to put your faith in God?
当我们要结束的时候, 让我问各位一个问题, 你的信心是不是在神里面?
Is he the one that you run to in the dark times of your life?
在你生命黑暗的时间, 你是不是跑向神呢?
Is he the light that you see?
他是不是你所见到的这个曙光呢?
Or have we allowed the clouds to cover the light of Christ?
因为我们容许这些黑云去遮盖基督的亮光。
You know, the main point of this book that we'll be studying,
我们要读这一卷书,
is that God is at work in the darkness of times, the darkest of times.
就是在黑暗当中,
he's working for the good of his people.
他是为着他子民的美善而工作,
to bring about his purpose, his plan.
将他的计划, 他的安排带到来,
that we will see the glory of Christ.
以致我们能够见到基督的荣耀。
So when we do go through those seasons of suffering,
所以如果我们要经历一些苦难的时期,
you know, we have to keep looking up.
我们要不断地向上望,
keep on looking for the rays of hope that God shines.
我们要不断地去看到神所赐给我们盼望的这个光辉。
The light is there, he shines.
那个亮光已经在,是发光的。
But a lot of times our eyes are closed and we're looking down, just focusing on the midst and the pain and the suffering of our darkness.
但是很多时候我们专注的就是我们向下望,我们只是专注,只是看到我们周围的黑暗,我们的苦难。
God wants us to look up.
但是神要我们的是向上望。
Yeah, but you know, yeah, sometimes we can't.
没错,
we're so stuck in this mud and darkness that we're caught. We can't see that light. That's when we need a brother or sister to come along. That's when we need relationships around us that can support us and point us back to Christ.
能够支持我哋，亦都提醒我哋要翻去神基督嗰度。
So it's an encouragement that we have to grow deeper in our relationships to one another.
所以对我哋当中嘅鼓励，我哋喺我哋当中嘅关系里边，我哋要更加嘅彼此认识。
Grow deeper than just talking about the weather or sports.
我哋要更加深入嘅彼此明白，我哋唔好净系讲天气，唔好净系讲一啲球赛。
But you have to be vulnerable yourself.
但我哋愿意嘅敞开自己。
To be willing to expose your struggles.
愿意嘅让别人知道你嘅困难。
And even as we talked about Sunday school today.
就算我哋今日嘅主日学嘅嗰一课。
We need to be vulnerable to tell each other our struggles with sin.
就算系我哋喺罪嘅挣扎里边，我哋都要。愿意嘅同别人分享。
Because most of the time,
因为好多时候
our struggles of faith and suffering,
我哋喺信心同埋喺我哋嘅困难里边嘅挣扎
are in many times,
系好多时
related to our struggle with sin,
同我哋喺罪里边嘅挣扎系有关。
Because God's ultimate purpose is to make us holy,
因为神最终嘅目的系使我哋成圣。
And it will be those struggles with faith and sin.
就是在这些罪和信心的挣扎里面。
That God will work out in our hearts.
神就要处理我们的心。
So we have to grow deeper with brothers and sisters.
我们和弟兄姊妹的关系要加深。
We have to pray.
我们要祷告。
Building these deep relationships doesn't come easy.
去建立这些关系不是容易的。
And it doesn't come overnight.
也都不会说隔晚就会发生。
Pray for Lord to give you a friend.
去祈求神将一位朋友赐俾你。
A brother or sister who will speak truth into your life.
一啲弟兄姊妹喺你生命里边会说出真理。
Not the truth of their own wisdom.
唔系凭佢哋自己嘅智慧嚟到同你说话。
The truth of God's word.
乃系用神嘅话语、神嘅真理对你去说话。
And a friend who is also compassionate.
而亦都系一个满有怜悯嘅朋友。
To be willing to walk with you through these storms of life.
系乐意嘅与你喺人生嘅风暴里边同行。
Better yet.
但系更加好嘅。
Maybe we or you should focus on being that friend to someone else.
或许你同我。我哋成为呢一位嘅朋友。
Instead of looking for a friend for you.
唔系去。出去找一个朋友给自己。
Go and minister to your brothers and sisters.
你去服侍你的弟兄姊妹。
Go and be that friend for them in need.
当你看到他们有需要的时候，你成为那位朋友。
That's how God does things.
这个就是神工作的方式。
He doesn't want us to go looking for friends to help me.
他不是要我们走出去找朋友去帮我们。
He wants you to go love others.
但是神是要你去爱别人。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your loving hand of providence in our lives.